Kurt, can you sum up what that dressing room feels like tonight?
Obviously disappointed. You're probably 2 seconds away from winning the game. And then a header out and a great finish for the boy. It's hard to take, to be honest.
You worked very hard for 120 minutes tonight. And you deserved to go the distance, didn't you, at the very least?
Yeah, I think we had chances to win the game. They could say they had chances to win the game, but at the end of the day, it's hard to take when you're that close to winning. But that's football. You just need to pick yourself up, dust yourself down, go on, mate. They've got a big game on Saturday coming.
As soon as he hit it, Richardson, in the 93rd minute, I think it was, you probably had a good eye of it going in, didn't you? He connected with it so cleanly.
Yeah, I think it actually just passed by me. I thought I could maybe get there, but yeah, he caught it well, to be fair to him. I didn't think it was a foul in the first place with Fletch, to be honest, again, for letting me get the free kick, but these things happen.
Was that a much better display than you got at the weekend at Charlton? You must have all been in a little bit of shock at the weekend. Has it all sunk in a little bit more now that you're going to be changing manager again?
It always sinks in. It's part and parcel of being a professional footballer. People come and go at football clubs, players go, managers go. I think you just need to be professional. Get head down and go on with it. I think at the weekend, though, to be honest, we had so much possession with the ball without hurting Charlton, and then we lose silly goals again. We keep killing myself with these silly goals. Tonight, I thought maybe we had a chance to clear it. We didn't. It fell to the boy at the edge of the box. Great finish. That's what you get in the Premier League. It's another story, maybe. So close, but so far.
What do you make of the whole situation at the moment? We just spoke to Steve Thompson, and he's saying, you know, to deflect it away from you guys as much as possible, what's going on. But it's to be expected, isn't it, that you're all wanting to know?
Yeah, you want to know who's going to be our manager. But as I say, it's business as usual. We'll come in, we'll train. And as I say, we've got a big game on Saturday against Cardiff. Hopefully we can get ready and we'll prepare as best as we can and look forward to it.
I suppose Steve's been the big constant between the managerial changes and for the last few years here. What's he been like in the last few days?
Yeah, it's hard for Tomo. It's not very nice. We're getting flung into the deep end. But to be fair, he's done a great job, to be honest. He's honest and he helps us as best as we can.
It's been a strange old few months for you now. Coming down here, signed by one manager, he leaves, another one comes, he's gone.
It's been a funny season, 2012, and now we're into 13 and we've got another manager. As I say, it's part and parcel of football. You just got to deal with it and go on it.
Now you've got a big game at the weekend in the Championship, and there's no breaks for cup games now. You know exactly how many games there are to go and what you need to do now, don't you?
Yeah, of course. It's a difficult league, the Championship. We're very disappointed because we could have had a good game against a Premier League team again. As I say, we just got on, mate. It's part and parcel.